I'm Katie Gilkey with a Farm and Ranch Report. The pace of spring wheat planting across the country is still behind schedule, as USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey explains.
Overall spring wheat planting just 13% complete by April 16th, five-year average 21%, last year 25%.
Rippey continues with the nation's overall winter wheat condition.
Inching upward overall for the week ending April 16th to 54% good to excellent. That's up a point. Percentage of the crop rated very poor to poor, unchanged at 13%.
Drought conditions that have affected the winter wheat conditions in Colorado, as well as Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, are improving slightly. In Colorado, the winter wheat crop is rated 23% poor to very poor, 36% fair, 33% good, and 8% excellent. The winter wheat condition in Idaho is 29% fair, 57% rated good, and 12% rated excellent. Spring wheat acres planted in Idaho is 28% complete, compared to the five-year average of 55%. In Washington, 12% of the winter wheat crop is rated fair, 68% rated good, and 17% rated excellent. The spring wheat crop is at 20% planted, compared to the five-year average of 57%. In Oregon, 13% of the winter wheat crop is rated fair, 63% good, and 18% excellent. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.